is Mr. and Mrs. W. R. Swinging Adventures.
I am Mr. W.
And I am Mrs. W. So if you are not over the age of 18, please do not listen, as this contains adult content. So on tonight's episode, we actually have some special guests. So,
I don't know about special.
That's charming. Absolutely charming. Well, that's special to me then.
Well, we did do a special trip to see him.
So we actually have Naughty and Nice.
AKA Peach and Snake on with us tonight.
Hello. I'm getting scared now.
I'm going to be shy now.
No, you're going to be fine.
It's fine.
If I can do it, you can do it. It's not a problem. Right, so, I don't know, tell us a bit about yourselves, what you'd like to share.
Okay, I'll go first. I can start. Okay. A bit about us.
Yeah.
I'm the best singer since sliced bread. No.
I've got to do so much editing now.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Bit about us. We're Ash and Kez, Naughty and Nice. What you see is what you get with us, really. Genuine Dan's worth. Try to have a good time. Been in the lifestyle, nine months? And absolutely rocked through it so far. Haven't stopped, have we, to be honest?
No, we did hit it hard the first like 5 weeks, every week. Started going to a social then a club. A few lovely guys.
Yeah.
At social.
But weren't at social.
Can't get rid of us now.
No, it was at Swindon. It was at Swindon. At the Marvellous social, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a takeover social, wasn't it?
But it wasn't really a takeover.
Yeah, it wasn't really a takeover. To be fair, not as many people supported them as I thought was going to be, but we always will. They're good people. We get on well with them. It was at Swindon, wasn't it? How long ago was that?
That was September, my birthday.
Yeah. Is it really? Is that the first time us guys met?
Yeah.
Shit, that's a long time, isn't it?
It ain't that last long.
You know what? It's not actually that long, but it feels like it's been longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we've done a lot in that time. When you think about how many times we've been out,
we've done three-hour video calls, 2-hour video calls, Christmas Eve video call.
Yeah. We live 3 hours apart, and yet we've seen you more than I've seen my dad. And he lives around the corner.
No, I think at first it was sort of space, but now it's actually like, oh, the last time I saw you was Valentine's, so that wasn't even that long ago.
No, that was what, about 3 weeks, 4 weeks?
Oh, 3-4, mate.
Oh, sorry, you don't have to listen to me.
Yeah, we want to listen
to you. He has to listen to me enough at home, so.
Right, sorry, first question.
You've said about how long you've been in the lifestyle. What brought you into the lifestyle?
Well, we've been together, 24 years this year, innit?
Yeah.
But we had
one more year and you get, you'd be coming out for a murder.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I said, I could be doing less time.
To be fair, a decent judge I've been out years ago. But, seriously, we were together, 24 years? And we were going through a rough patch, of which I think any couple who's ever been in a long-term relationship will know. We had a lot of stuff going on privately.
Yeah, so basically, with family. I'd say we were more mum and dad. That's who we were.
We lost ourselves.
So we separated. I had the kids keep me company.
We separated for 9 months, and I thought if ever we see, it sounds bad that, but we'd talked about it from day one. We'd always had a fantasy about having another girl, weren't we? Or another woman involved. Never actually done it. So when we split,
let's not talk about what you've done as a single, because we're here all night. Yeah. We've got enough time for that.
There was a lot. It's a long story, but basically I found a way into the lifestyle, found a good friend, and loved it. But then I wanted Kez the whole time. That's the truth of it. You can say it, you might as well. I was never over you.
But when we got back together, we've always had the fantasy of another woman. And I think him having been in the single lifestyle, he said, well, if we want to try it, you can't just go to a club downtown, can you? Because you know that there's going to be bisexual women. You know that everyone's there for the same reason.
And to be honest, when I told you everything, it turned you on, didn't it?
Yeah, it did kind of. I made him tell me stories and stuff. I'd go and tell me about that one time when you had the threesome and stuff like that.
When we got back together, you know, as anyone who's had a rad, split up, you don't really want to talk about other people you've slept with, do you? In a normal relationship, in the vanilla world, nobody even wants to bring up the thought of bringing another woman in. Now, the more I told her, because I said, if we're getting back together, then it's completely honest. There's no...
Yep.
Because people know, and the last thing I want is for you to find out something that I couldn't have told you, basically. I could have told you, I should say. So, we talked about it, and my good friend, it was her birthday coming up, and I was desperate to go back out into the lifestyle. Not to play, just to be with the people like yourselves, who I'd met. In that 9 months, I've made some great friends. Like, I mean, truly,
I've learned now, you can tell, everything's laid bare. You can talk to people, there's no facade, there's no fakeness, because what you see is what you get. So you tell people and talk to people and tell them things that you probably wouldn't even tell your next door neighbour or someone or your best friend at home in the vanilla world. That's what I would say. Yeah. That's what I found.
So basically,
my friend's party was at Untamed, and I was like, "Care, look, we've got to go to this party."
Yeah.
And she's like, "Really?" And I was like, "Look, I don't care if we do anything. We don't have to dress down. We don't have to do nothing. But we need to go. Yeah. I need to go and be there for my friend." She was like, "Well, yeah, I'm up for it." I was like, "Hey." Like, I was expecting half an argument or at least a question.
And that was the first time he went to actually Ann Summers and combat with some Landro from Midware. And he's like a regular in there now. They actually know him.
She actually asked me how your Valentine's stuff fit.
I've got more
Landro. Like, how did your Valentine's stuff fit? Did she love it all? I was like, "Yeah." "What, post set?" I was like, "Yeah, how the fuck do you remember that?" You know what I mean? Like,
because you're already the only bloke walking in there by yourself and going, "I need this, this, and this, and what."
Well, yeah, to be fair, I do walk.
And because I think when we started as well, I knew what I wanted, and we've been together so long, we're not a new couple, fresh couple. I knew what I wanted, he knew what he wanted. We knew what we wanted out of the lifestyle. So there was, where I find a lot of people don't really know what they want when they first start.
Our boundaries have moved slightly, though.
Yeah, they have slightly.
I know. But it
was more you wanted, we were looking for females. And that's, I think a lot of the people who come into this at first are looking for that male, female, female.
Well, that's experience. What we were, weren't it? We were looking for the females.
Exactly.
But I didn't know what we were called, and then someone told me, "Just say you're soft swap."
Yeah,
and then people will know.
But that isn't what we are, really,
because I don't think, for me, it's more about the getting to know people, the friendships, the connection. I don't think we've really, like, go to a club and just have that one-off is a bit different to when you've got that, not a safe friendship, because we've got more of a friendship, but we don't have that with anyone else.
We
have with you guys, like, we don't have a group chat with other people, because, like,
life's hard as it is, we've got a big family.
And I'd say we make time for you, because in and out, like, you're our friends in and outside of the lifestyle. And it's hard. It is hard, because it is a lifestyle for us, because we do have to have a separate.
Yeah,
we don't care if people know. Like, we're face out on our swing up, and our profile pictures are face out.
The difference is we turn it off. Like,
we have to because of the kids.
As people say, "Oh, it's our lifestyle, this is our life." This isn't our life. This is fun. This is where I can be Ash and Kez. Not mum and dad. Not the dad who's worrying about paying for bills, making sure they're all fed, making sure they got home. So I'm just worried about, let's play up tonight. Let's literally be naughty and nice, Ash and Kez, let's have fun with every person I see.
We're not pissed, we don't have hangovers. I don't have to be pissed,
I don't have to play. Just enjoy yourself, we're out. I just want to be fun and be known as fun. My goal is not numbers. I'm not interested in sleeping with women. I'm not even, I'll be happy if she says you can't play again. She wants to do her thing, which is the truth, isn't it? You love your girls because you can't have them at home.
That's what I say. That's like a treat for me, getting to play with a woman, because I don't even, when I'm in the clubs, we're both always looking, most of the time, 90% of the time, we're always looking at the same female. Right. I'll be like, "You're looking at her bum, aren't you?" He'll go, "Yeah." And we do it all the time. And the thing for us is that I know people say, "Oh, don't get jealous." The very first time I never got jealous, because I think it's because I am confident. I know that he's, out of everyone, it doesn't matter, I'm the most attractive person in that room to him, to Ash. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I do know what you mean, because we have actually seen the way he looks at you. And it isn't it? We've always said this. So the way that he looks at you, it's like that there, that's love. Like, you two are your people.
Yeah, I don't need other women, but I love other women, if that makes sense. Yep. I love when we're together. There's nothing better.
I love women.
But you know what I mean. Like, when we play. You know what I'm saying? When we played and we get home and the reclaim, and we're talking about
that's it. That's something you can't explain to anybody in the lifestyle. Reclaim.
Do you know the funny thing? I don't remember.
I remember,
like,
everything.
A lot of blokes might be like, "Oh yeah, she was great. She was brilliant. She was there." But myself, I'm like, "Do you remember when we done that? It was so funny, wasn't it?"
And
I don't remember anything.
The fact that I remember everything is a testament of that we are in it for what I want, basically, out of it. I know that sounds selfish, but I said to him, if I didn't remember every little detail, if I didn't live off every little detail, what would be the point in us doing it? Because that is why we, like, you know, and it does.
That's why you do it.
And now he knows more what I get off on, it turns him on more. Because he's like, "I can't believe it, like, you get off on that now," and it's real opened my eyes, and it's made me.
Like, obviously, won't say names, but obviously, as we talked about earlier, when I went off to a room for the first time recently on my own, that was a big deal for me, because it took me back to the single.
Yeah.
And being a single, like, I will say, if any singles are listening, like, the hardest thing in the world about this lifestyle is the come downs. is after. Yeah. And I mean, don't get me wrong, as a single, I did play a lot and I did have highs week on regular basis. But the lows on your own, not having someone to talk to, having someone to deal with.
I don't know what
someone,
that feels like. Someone, so
like, do you know what? Because I feel in a couple, you know you're worth more.
Yeah.
I think, as whereas I wasn't in the best place mentally, obviously, when I was single anyway, you know, it broke up.
You're playing the field.
So I won't say standards because I don't view beauty. Nah, I don't see, as a person, that's just a vessel. That is just a vessel. It doesn't mean who you are. You're lucky. You were lucky enough to get that body.
Yeah.
You've got both legs, wicked. Do you know what I mean? That's the truth of it. Yeah. Unfortunately, we don't see it that way, but that's the truth. But I didn't know my worth. So every time the weekend would come a high, the weekdays were such a low. Like, it was so lonely, bad. I feel sorry for the single men. And I think half of them, they give themselves a bad rep because they don't want to put the effort in. They don't want to try. Also, do you know what my secret was? I was just polite. I could read the room. If they wanted to talk, they would. If couples want to be left alone, I'd leave them alone. Do you know what I mean?
Like,
I wouldn't chase a single lady around. No. You want to speak to me, I'm here. You know, and that's not being big-headed. It's just a way of, I shouldn't be approaching you. You're a lady. Like, you're in a normal world, I'll go all out for it. But in this world, you are the commodity. You are like the crown jewel. You have your say. Any single lady who goes in a club, basically, can walk around a club and be like, yeah, I'll go with that Cole. I'll go with him.
They get their choosing.
They've got the pick of the bunch. So I had the respect to just sit back, and I think that worked for me. If that makes sense.
In your favour, yeah.
If that makes sense, yeah. So...
You were more sitting there going, well, I'll just stay back, wait for this couple or single.
Well, I'd talk to, like, if I was, I'd talk straight to you. I'd say hello. What are you doing? You're right, darling. Yes,
I think that's enough.
You're the man.
We...
Do you get what I mean? So, out of respect, that's your wife. So, if I just shimmy in and go away, how you doing? You're all right. And so, that's no respect. Do you get what I mean?
Like, yeah.
It's almost, I feel that single men do that themselves. They let themselves down. And it's probably because they send about 30,000 messages a day and don't get any response.
Yeah.
And then they can't be bothered and it gets lazy. Yeah. It's like, I just can't be bothered. Whereas I didn't really send messages on Fab. I didn't do that. Like, again, I mean, there are other apps out there. If anyone else is listening, not just Fab.
It's fine. We add ours all the time.
Yeah.
We talk about them all on here.
Yeah, but yeah. So
right, next one. So
it's all right, everyone knows you can talk to Britain.
It's fine. So if you could turn back time, what is something that you would change that you've done? Like, do you possibly regret something you've done, or do you wish you'd done something a lot
different? I would say
different?
The same as what I said about my vanilla life, that I don't think I would change things. But if you change things that happened in the past, you don't learn from them. You learn from your mistakes. What are your things that you've done along the way?
Yeah, I wouldn't change... But what I've learned,
I've learned a lot of different things.
Well, I wouldn't change anything. But what I will say is, a certain lady who you both know, who we were connected to for 3.5-4 months, and it was amazing. And what I would change personally is, I would have made Kerry. I should have cut it off sooner.
The ones in the relationship.
When I had a gut feeling of how things were going, because.
How you felt.
How I felt. Personally, how I felt. Because I can't tell you how she felt, and I can't tell you how Kerry was thinking. But personally, how I felt was, this is my wife, and this is all that matters to me.
Yeah, the same with
but
us.
I let little things creep in. I let little comments creep in. I let little decisions creep in that shouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
Does that make
but
sense?
I think, so, but because for us, it is about the quality and not the quantity, that connection, it's you can't help it.
Yeah,
like, you want to have that, because I think every time, I will say one thing, as much as there are little things I wouldn't have done, but sexually, we evolved a lot. Like, the sexual chemistry every time was hotter and hotter and hotter.
I will say, because of this young lady, I won't mention, I don't want to do names. But she knows who she is.
Yeah.
I've told her this as well. We thank her massively. Yeah. Because of where we are now together. Yeah. Not just vanilla.
We've
not
had
just,
our fantasy, but we don't need that fantasy.
But it wasn't
now,
about
like,
it's about...
Yeah.
It was about
anything
the way.
Else, yeah. It's about this, about the fun, about what we're
doing
now.
I would say it's the way we moved on.
Yeah,
because,
we have moved
because
on,
of
yeah.
the way we played, because
be
of the
fair,
connection we
I would
had
say,
between
when we
the
come
three
into
of us.
The lifestyle, we thought it was going to take us. We everyone's looking for that unicorn, and obviously being new to, I've never been. I thought, God, it's going to take us months, like all this, like
years.
Lot of people we know have like been doing it for like a year, like a couple of years, and they've only just had their first FF.
They've managed to just
and like we've done it in like a matter of weeks. So I think that was the thing. It just happened so quickly, and we. we weren't about moving on and like going on to the next person. We were about, oh, this is a this is amazing, and that, because that's who we are. We are respectful people, like, and I think we didn't realise at the time that we are the ones in the relationship. So what we feel, but you also want to make the other person,
really, because you, do
you don't want to
so
make
much,
the other person feel like crap, do you? You don't want to make someone else feel worthless, because they're not worthless. But at the same time, I can't be responsible for someone else's feelings when I'm not in a relationship with them. That, does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I totally get that.
It's hard,
so
isn't
it? How do you two find that? How would you... Have you got anything you would change?
Good. He's a bit of a deflector as our Ash. He likes...
I don't think I'd specifically change anything. I think it's more the fact of, on odd occasion, I wouldn't have...
We wouldn't have
been in a... No, I wouldn't have been in a vulnerable, so to speak, situation where you're not with me.
Yes, I totally get...
Right, yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
So it would be the case of, you know, because I was unattended, something happened,
as
and
he's
then...
round the corner watching so he can claim you as his wife.
Yeah, but he wasn't there, and I was like, oh my god, where is he? I need him.
I get that.
The second I saw him, I was like, oh my god, this just happened. Like, don't leave me.
I've got my wingman, so essentially we have each other. So I'm never feel vulnerable because, or I know he's always looking at me, and I think that's, I don't care if anyone else is looking at me.
Yeah.
And if we don't get what we want, if we set out something and we don't get it, we'll go home.
Yeah.
And we go home happy, but we don't chase. We don't want to be no one's second best. We don't want no one to be our second best.
This is a cycle we've said.
Do you know what I'm saying?
We're happy. Like, yeah. I'll be honest. So since we started, would you say 8 months, 9 months it is?
Yeah.
Every time we've gone to a club, and this is going to sound really terrible because we are literally, it is quality over quantity, but we've met so many amazing people every time we go away, and it's a kind of,
could you talk to anybody?
Fuck, like, you're really nice. I thought we weren't going to do this tonight, Kit. Oh no, look, there we are again.
Is out.
You know, and in 9 months, let's be honest, in 9 months, for 3.5 of them months, you have to realise we was with that one special lady.
Yeah.
You know, she's gorgeous. But
since
then, I mean, one before then, in 9 months, there's 6 unicorns alone. Many people, and that sounds terrible, yeah. And it's not about that. It's just because we've made nice connections with them. And we still keep in contact, but it's not... It's once a month, maybe, a message. It's not every day.
Yeah.
So that's something I learned as well, that being in a group... I mean, I know we group chat through the week.
Yeah, that's
an
exception,
but it wasn't
to the rule. Because you're another couple, so I know when I'm talking to you about stuff, I know that you know what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Because you're a couple.
Although, what I'm saying is that the question was about mistakes, or,
or
have you learned? And that's what I've learned. That if we was going to move forward with another... young lady, or
we wouldn't do it, we would keep it separate.
Like we have on the latest one. Kerry
latest
keeps
one. Do you know what I mean?
No, that sounds bad.
Yes,
doesn't
it does.
Well, you did say you've had how many unicorns?
Yeah, but it's my point. My point, it's not like, because that is our dynamic, wasn't it? It was like women, everyone's like, oh, you're just like, they're still wives. No,
not
really. Like,
yes,
you are.
No, we're not.
In all fairness, it was 29 seconds, man. Fucking hell! You can't even ring up at the till that quick. What are you on about? Like, that was Kerry as well. If anyone's listening,
it was
not
the
me.
Fact of, you know, there was a rumor, so to say, about the wife snatching side of things.
Yeah.
But I don't actually think it's been the case of that, because with the four of us, it's always been no one's been left out.
Yeah.
No.
You know, we've always.
I was left in the background, just taking pictures, offering sweets.
No.
Are you talking in turns?
Hold on a minute. That was the first time.
The first. I'm not a VA one.
And to be fair, that wasn't even, like, when we arranged to come away, let's be honest,
that
when
just
we
happens.
When we've met you and we become friends, we never actually spoke about sex at
all.
For weeks on end.
Yep.
It wasn't until someone else sprung it up, and then it was a case of, and Kerry said, well, they said such and such, as regardless. But what was said, and I was like, we've never even talked about having sex. What are you on about?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
Did we?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
But
generally, it wasn't a case of, we're going to come here with you for sex. It was a case of
wife snatching.
It was,
But we were, or whether it was the three of us or the three of us, there
we
was
were friends
a
before
yeah.
we had sex.
And this
basically.
Is what we like. We like the whole, you know, friendship. And I think this is why we've got on with you lot so well.
We are quite the same though. Me and Claire are like, we're like that.
Yeah, similar.
We're so similar.
The same things, yes.
But if you leave them in a hotel room together, they just don't crack on with it.
Yeah, because we're talking.
that's no good. Just get on.
But we're allowed to talk. There's yeah. No, you know, these things take time.
There's no
only talking.
You're lucky you don't have to come. You're lucky you don't have to come home from work every day and catch us in the kitchen, sat at the table drinking cups of tea and coffee. Because that's what would happen.
I'll be honest. If we lived,
if we lived closer,
me and you would ever. We'd come home and just walk straight out the fucking door. I'm telling you. Imagine our kids all together and these two.
That's fine. I got the van. We're just
yeah. We're just leave. Jolly boys outing.
Can you imagine having all those kids cabin. Under one roof?
Friday That'd be night. Epic. I think it'd be quite cool,
yeah.
really.
Yeah,
that's going to be mad.
Anyone would fit them on my tribe. One more's nothing, really.
Oh, yeah.
We've not just got one more, we've got three.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll just get them a little port cabin stick them outside in the garden.
When you've got as many as us, it really don't matter.
Yeah, go on.
So, coming away from the swinging side of things, drinks. What is your go-to drink on a night out?
I tend to have vodka, just because I don't want to mix my drinks, because it gives me... I'll get bad... to be fair, I don't really drink... One of us is always either driving, because where we go, prefer to go to the clubs, it's just cheaper for us. Like, if we go to Bournemouth, it's cheaper for us to just drive, one of us to drive and go home. Yeah. So, and it's cheaper, because the lifestyle's not cheap as it is.
No.
Like, getting into clubs. So, I find when you've got a bill tab, the... bar tab as well.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you've got to add in.
But mine is vodka and his is Courvoisier.
Yeah. Yeah, mine's Courvoisier. Yeah.
So, I'm going to rework one of these. What is one of your favourite episodes on a podcast that you've listened to?
So listening to a podcast, what is the thing that stood out to you that you've kept with you along your journey, if anything?
I would say when I listened to your podcast after we knew you, and I said if I'd listened to your podcast before knowing you, it just rang bell. Like, so many things were similar to us at the beginning that I related more to it.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. I wish I'd have listened to the podcast before. I don't know if I wish I'd have listened to the podcast before or after, because I think it's better to get to know you rather than listen to your podcast first
and then judge us from there.
Because I texted you, didn't I, when I said when I'm listening to this, oh my god, like so many things are like I can relate to what you're saying. I understand, and it's harder. And now, like I say, like when I've got something going over in my brain, I think, am I overthinking this? And I'll text you, or I say to you, voice note you, and say,
yeah, there needs to be more people like that in the lifestyle who just... I'm not saying people are not honest, but I'm saying when you're a cunt, you need to be told you're a cunt.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that. And but what I'm saying is, I appreciate that.
I know you will.
I love that.
Yeah, exactly.
Hold on, you've been a knobhead.
Yeah.
Have I? Oh, shit.
You've been out of order. You've been out of order.
I think about that now because
yes.
I didn't see it that way at the time.
Because
and everyone's...
someone once said to me, you have your own truth to a story. There's all. So everyone says there's two sides, but there isn't. There's like your truth and my truth. But just because they're not the same, that's how it made you feel and that's how it made me feel. So that's your truth and that's my truth. That's what...
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Podcasting, that's I'm going to have to come back that one. So
that's fine. Right. So
I didn't start listening to podcasts till after we got into the lifestyle, to be fair.
So as we are currently at the Black and White Ball, what are you thinking of it so far? And what are you hoping, not for, but...
Definitely do some dancing tonight, that's for sure. Because last time I didn't even get on that dance floor and do any dancing, I didn't show my moves.
I think with any club, any night, any swingers should be the same. Expect nothing.
Yeah.
Very good.
Other than to have a good time, because that is all on your own head. If you want to have a good time, that's on you. If you want to have fun, that's on you. If you want to make the night miserable, boring, or I'm not happy because I don't feel confident to talk to them, that's on you. So that's all I will say is all I'm expecting tonight is a bit of dancing, a bit of fun, a bit of piss taking. And if any action happens, bonus. If not, she's getting down. That's the truth of it. Like, we're going
up. Because that's what we ended up last time, didn't we? Yeah.
I'll be honest, I wouldn't care. Yeah. I wouldn't care if we don't play with anyone and we just have a laugh, the four of us. That's the truth of the matter. That's how I see.
Yeah.
I think, like, after experience, how clicky this life can be with certain situations, with certain crowds that I've met, I don't understand how you can have a good night going out worrying about 20 other people's night, if that makes
sense.
You've
got to worry about yourself.
Like, and again, it's being selfish, but for me and Kez, when we get out, that's all
we care about.
We
get out a lot, be fair.
I don't care. I just
want
to have fun.
I totally agree with you there.
Just have fun. Be polite. Be nice. And if anything comes out of tonight, this is what I want, is for people that are shy on their new first night, if they see us, do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Come and speak to us, because we'll speak to you. Not a problem. If anyone's feeling we're here. Come here. Come and have a dance. You might be annoyed by me after 10 minutes because I'm a bit hypo, but...
10?
Yeah.
That's generous.
All right, yeah, it is. But it's a weekend, so we'll give it to me, all right?
Sorry, you're counting up time here, like...
Well, I've got to add it up, so I mean, you know that.
Get out of this.
Hey, I'm not going to seriously edit it.
No, you can't. You've got to leave that 30 seconds in.
I can't.
Oh, yeah.
That's fine. Right, so.
I've already clocked.
Have I dropped names, have I?
Twice.
Only ours.
Oh, yours.
We don't use our names, do we?
Oh, shit, yeah, sorry.
No, it's fine. It's
yeah, you can edit that.
Yeah, that's
what I've got a job to do now. I'm only joking.
So, another question. Yeah.
But when you listen to this, you'll remember and go, he's a prick.
There you go.
You've had two of you.
Another question. We're dying to ask this question because it was more of the fact of, I think it's just things in general, if we were discussed briefly before. Porn. What is your go-to porn?
Okay, I'll tell you this one. From the beginning, we've always watched, even before we got in the lifestyle, would be like the babysitter. But so like we get the couple and the babysitter. Yeah, yeah. And so that has always been
dynamic,
what we watched
female
got into. Yeah. We've never fantasized about him telling me about seeing.
I do like midget porn.
Yeah. Oh God, please don't. Don't start him on the midget porn, for God's sake. Now you've started him off. He's going to start going about his top hat.
Anyone who actually is a listener to this, right? I'm sure there's others, but if there's any miniature people under 4'11, because you have to be under 4'11 to be classed as a midget, want to come round me and make me feel tall just for one night. I've got a top hat. I've got free collars. We can play. You know what I mean? I just want free, very nice people to be able to walk around the club with.
So
that's my fantasy.
If anyone would have been listening to any of the previous podcasts where the midget gets in bold or we mention a midget, you know
the
why,
midget's arm.
Yeah.
Midgets. They
right, sex you can't call them ankle biters now. You're not allowed.
Oh, no.
Oh, sex workers.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
What is it?
Mini sex workers.
We
done it on the group.
Oh,
yeah, I'll tell you what, I can take that. I can live with that.
Yeah.
Right, if there's any mini sex workers under 4'11, preferably like all female, though. What?
It's not about what they're called.
It's fine, let's just crack them.
Let's move on.
You're going off. Look, we've got to be PC on this. This is a PC.
PG.
PC, politically correct, okay?
Oh, don't we know. Are not politically
Luckily you can edit, innit?
Yeah.
Jesus, rubbish.
He's got his work cut out this week.
Rubbish.
Because we don't have to edit your face out of it. It does some bloody work with you, yeah.
My face is fit for radio.
Yeah, exactly that. That was my joke.
So, obviously, we are pretty much there.
We've asked our questions. Do you two have any questions you'd
want
to ask that you don't know yet? Or
I think we know everything, don't we?
Probably.
Probably do. He probably has got something he wants to ask. What? Go on, ask it then.
I'm waiting. Hold on. You put me under pressure.
We don't have no questions prepared.
So, all right, okay. Who brought up the conversation between you two?
Oh, yeah.
Who
about
started,
what?
Who initiated the conversation of your poly... I don't know the name of it, so don't hit me with that one, but the poly...
The polyamorous.
Like, how did... How, tell me how, exactly how... Like, how did that first...
Right.
Who laid the hand on the other and went, right, babe, listen.
So, as we said in episode one, obviously come straight out. Mrs. W come straight out to me and told me, obviously, she was bisexual. And we were like, yeah. I was like, all right, going around work for the next week, high-fiving people. I was like, my missus is bi. I'm getting laid. And yes, that did actually happen.
But it was a few years later.
Yeah,
So a few years later.
Because you got pregnant, didn't you? And then you stopped.
Before, yeah. So we actually met a woman on a dating site.
No.
Yes, we did.
But so basically,
we met.
On Mrs. W's idea.
Yeah.
Mrs. W. So Mrs. W had the idea. That she wanted to. You had feelings for another woman, or you wanted
not
to introduce?
So much.
Or?
I think it was more the fact of. Yeah, and it was because, you know, of a previous experience, and it was just like, I wanted to explore that more.
Okay.
So
Mr. W. This is... you can't do... I'm so sorry.
It's fine. No, it's fine. But it was literally the case of, I said it first, and then a few years later, he then brought it up, and yeah, we sort of went from there, didn't we?
Yeah, so we're gonna have to wrap it now.
Yeah, because we've got to get ready for the room crawl.
Oh yeah.
I'm excited for the room crawl.
Yeah.
I'm excited for the room crawl. I'm also excited that I've been on this podcast, I'm not gonna lie.
I'm
happy that I've been on it.
It's been our pleasure. Obviously we are very grateful for you two to come on.
The whole day's been a pleasure.
I was going to say there was more pleasure before we started doing the podcast. We weren't going to do the podcast first, but then we had the pleasure first, and then we've done the podcast.
I want to add in, had we had another 2 minutes or so, this podcast would have been better. But unfortunately, I had to get my load done, so it was... 30 seconds longer than last time.
We were
going to
do the podcast first, weren't we? But we...
We had some eager beavers in here.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
right. Right. Okay. Thank you for coming on.
And it's good night from me.
And good night from me, naughty.
Right, thank you guys, and we'll speak to you later.
So, I've actually only just listened back to this. So, Mr. W actually took the laptop away with him this week.
Yeah.
To do the editing. And, like, literally, my eyes are watering. I just found it fucking hilarious. And I hope everyone else does too. It was definitely a fun recording.
Yeah, it was. It was one of them stages of, it was just a giggle. We literally just sat there, had a laugh and had a chat.
I know, and I just think it's, fun. I like it. We have a laugh with them, and I hope anybody listening gets to have that laugh with us too.
Yeah.
So we are going to wrap it up there. There's not much more we can sort of add, to be honest, I don't think, to that one.
No. I'd personally like to say to them both, thank you for coming on.
That's exactly what I was just about to say.
I beat you to it, like normal.
So yes, yeah, like normal. Definitely beat me to it.
Well, I always come first.
Don't I know? So anyway, we're going to wrap that up. Thank you both so much for joining.
Thank you again, and we are arranging your special surprise.
And we can't wait to see you again.
And that will be within the next few hours.
What will be in a few hours?
That we see them.
Yes, this is actually going to go out on the day or the day before we get to see them again. So we have, 3 weeks?
Yep.
So, yeah. Anyway, socials. Let's wrap this up. Socials. We have
X,
Instagram,
TikTok, Swing Hub.
Oh my gosh, my mind is blank.
Pineapple
tonight.
App.
Fab.
And TikTok. But you don't TikTok. Use them.
I almost said Badoo when you were talking about apps. I don't know why. So anyway, yes, we are on there. Feel free to drop us a message and leave feedback, obviously.
Yep.
Right. Thank you again.
And good night.
Good night.